Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's time for DJV Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm not Dr. Stockwell. I'm Dr. Stefan, kind of. I like to think that I know a little bit of when it comes to medicine and how to take care of myself. And that was actually the original impetus of getting Jack on to DJV Health. It was called Good Day Health at the time. And the same with Ken Kronhaus. I thought that there were a lot of things going on with me, and I thought, okay, well, if there are a lot of things going on with me, there must be a lot of people who have a lot of questions. And so we have questions. Jack's got answers. Ken's got answers. Jack Stockwell is a certified NUCA chiropractor, has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, also a certified GAPS practitioner, teaching people who come into his office about how important it is. And people listen to him on his local radio program there in Salt Lake. And on this program, we are heard around the country and around the world. The idea that there is a different way, a better way. There was the original way before there were drugs, in a manner of speaking. Although people will tell you, Jack, that without drugs, drugs have... And I think that that's true. I think we'd all admit that certain drugs have done a great deal of good to help mankind. It's just now...
No issue about it.
The floodgates are open. People are developing all kinds of stuff. And you just kind of wonder where it all goes. But anyway, there's so much great information around today for you to absorb, and that's why I invite Jack to come here to talk about some of the things that he's come across in his research and his experience. Again, as a certified NUCA chiropractor, he deals with a certain part of the body, the shoulders, the neck, the head, that sort of thing, and it really all is, it's kind of all begins there, because it begins in your head, right? Your head is going to predicate the old spirit-mind-body connection. What's going on in your head, I think, is the predicator for what is going to happen in your body.
Well, sure, physically and emotionally.
Yeah, I think that's true. All right, so there's information this week about rare blood clots that have happened after people had AstraZeneca shots and J&J vaccines. And they're saying that there is no coincidence. They share the same technology. So normally, you're pretty much against all of these vaccines, or you want people to make informed consent decisions.
Yes.
That's
study
cool.
Yeah, you decide study. You want to do it after you studied it. Hey, God bless you. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But for Pete's sake, most people spend more time investigating their Wi-Fi or telephone carriers than they spend looking at the first and second shots.
They spend more time on social media. I was talking about that on the TV program.
Better said. Yeah.
So what does that do for you?
Well, you know, one of my favorite philosophers was Johann Goethe. And he said, and this is, I think about this every single day, he said, we only look for what we only see what we're looking for. And we only look for what we know. Mm-hmm. I say this to my crew especially today, Tuesday lunch. I always provide lunch for my crew on Tuesdays, and we sit around and just, you know, gab around the table about what's going on, what we need to be aware of, what patient needs this or what patient needs that. And I always bring that up. We only see what we're looking for, and we only look for what we know. So I want them to look deeper. I want them to look further.
Questions.
Get rid of the knee-jerk reactions.
Always.
Go past that. Go deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper in your research, and you'll be surprised what is sitting right there in front of you if you can go past what you're looking for.
Well, one of the things that is important for us to understand is the way people's thought patterns have changed over the years and what has caused the way people think. It's an influence.
Well, what happened to critical thinking?
Well, it's not being even taught anymore in school.
No.
So you're not asking the question always used to be with me was all who, what, where, why, when.
Yes.
That's the Scorpio nature of me and my being, asking questions and wanting answers. And I must say that I've been frustrated much of my life because I don't really get the answers. And I'm more frustrated now because I get fewer answers because it's all pap and BS that you get from people. It's just all, and we've created the technology, we've created the, it's like the perfect storm. We've used technology, created circumstances in our educational system that bring people away from that critical thinking that you were talking about, and we just accept whatever is fed to us because we believe in a certain philosophy. Back again to what you said at the very beginning of the hour.
Yeah, you remember Vance Packard's book back in, I think, in the 50s, The Hidden Persuaders.
He's a football guy, wasn't he?
Well, no. This was Wall Street Marketing or Madison Avenue Marketing.
No, I'm not thinking the same thing.
Yeah, Hidden Persuaders that were primarily in radio and television. That's about all there was back then, of course.
Yeah, right.
And he said, these are the things that are showing up in front of you you're not even aware of to get you to buy this, to get you to like this, to get you to not like that, and to get you to invest in this without you ever reaching to a conscious level that these things are hitting you all the time. Look at that. You know, if you look at a movie from the 30s or the 40s, and when they want to make a point about something somebody's saying, that camera will sit on that face 10, 12, 15 seconds.
Yep.
And now, what is it, 2 to 3 seconds, I think, is the average image, whether it's in something in social media or something in the theater or television or anything else, to keep you moving forward in your observation rather than sitting still for a second and doing what you just said beautifully a few minutes ago. What, who, what, where, why, what, when, what?
Question. Always. That's why I've grown up always questioning everything. That's why I think I'm fairly good at what I do. I was listening to an old, on Sirius, they have the old radio channel, and I happened to be listening to it the other night when I was going in to pick up my son at the airport. And there was an old Bob Hope radio show. Mm. And it was presented by Lieber Brothers Soap. John Wilson was the announcer. He was the announcer for lots and lots and lots of radio shows and lots and lots and lots of commercial products. And it dawned on me as you were just talking about it, what he said or how he said it, the words that were chosen for him, I'm sure, by the advertising agency. But they brought you around to thinking about this kind of soap in a way that was different than any other kind of soap.
Oh, beautifully.
And so, that's what we do here. So, in honor to continue that tradition, I'm going to sell you a few MyPillows, okay, for a moment or two. The feel of the towels, the pillows, the sheets. Wrap yourself in quality. Nothing but the best with the products that come from MyPillow. Check out the MyPillow product catalog, which gives you lots and lots of insight into what it is that is important to America when it comes to getting good rest, a quality time in the bedroom and the bathroom. These Giza My Sheets and the My Pillows, and there's a promo code that you can use called DJV. When you go to MyPillow.com, you can apply that to everything you buy. Right now, the best example of how this can work for you is the towel sets that they have. The MyPillow towel sets come in a variety of colors. Two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually the original price of the MyPillow six-piece towel set was $109.99. Now, using the DJV promo code, you get them for $39.99. So you can buy, almost three for the price of one. Pretty fabulous. MyPillow.com. When you go there, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there into which you enter the promo code DJV. So you can see what other deep discounts there are. You may want to buy the pillows. You may want to buy the towels, whatever it is. But you can apply, look the catalog and see what's there. You want to buy stuff, apply the DJV code. Save from 30 to 65% by going to MyPillow.com and using that code DJV.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about tech that will help me focus on my work and my workouts?
Also possible. Staples Connect has all the tech you need to work and learn from home. And now, Apple AirPods Pro are only $179. That's $70 off. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or at staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731 Limit 2 in-store only.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health, talking in general. I started the conversation talking about the whole business of AstraZeneca and J&J, which seem to be the two that are, you know, the Pfizer and Moderna people have some comfort level with, but now there are blood clots apparently coming from AstraZeneca's vaccine. There's a rare sort of other types of clots with women who have had Johnson & Johnson. So I guess the understanding here is to be careful.
It's not just the people who received the inoculation. It's also people who did not get the jab, but they're in proximity to people who did. Same symptoms.
But using the same thinking that we were just talking about advertising, you wonder how much of this stuff may have been started by the competition. Did, in fact, Pfizer or Moderna start the rumor that if you take AstraZeneca, you're liable to have a blood clot in your brain?
Would you put it past them to do that?
No,
of course not. But they're still getting blood clots with Pfizer and Moderna. They're just not showing up as fast because the nature of the vaccine is different. The AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson are not mRNAs. They're the full bug.
All right, then answer this for us, Jack. The whole idea of what now is being touted, and I don't know who knows where this thing started, the idea that if you have COVID, you don't have the shots and you get it, that you will develop early onslaught dementia, Alzheimer's. Because whatever it does when your brain is swollen, because that's what happens to you, you get the virus, your brain swells up. How do we counter that?
Well, it could, but you know, people get brain swelling from a lot of different. Just a good knock on the head can do that.
Yeah, but
other kinds of infectious processes, but you usually get over that. And there's plenty of research to underscore what you just said. There's plenty of research to underscore that the onset, especially early onset of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, can easily be equated to exposure to environmental poisons. Poisons in our foods, in our water, in our drink, long-term use of antibiotics, long-term use of various kinds of drugs can lead to those kinds of problems as well. So to just point your finger at one particular thing, and like you said, who's making the money? Who's trying to expose who in all of this stuff? Mm-hmm. There's so much political nonsense behind this that it's just pushed science out the window as far as I'm concerned.
Well, this may be the new normal, though, and that's what's discouraging about it.
The
vaccine or the fact that we have the virus and its symptoms, is this the new normal? We're going to have to live this way for the rest of our lives. That's what's really despicable about this stuff that came from the laboratory in China. Despicable. More with Dr. Jack on DJV Health coming right up.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor, and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell back in the fold here. I'm Doug Steffen on DGB Health. Dr. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor in the fold of trying to understand how it is that your body works. I think people are just not that curious anymore either. And like everything else, the scientific approach to teaching in our public schools falls way behind because we're not allowed to teach things like how does your, body react to vaccines, and what the difference between my body and your body, why is the chemistry of my body different than yours? That should all be taught in biology, basic biology, shouldn't it?
Well, sure. And every now and then a patient will come in to the office taking a drug, a rather new one, kind of experimental, whatever, that I've never heard of before. So I will go online to research that drug. And when you get into the chemistry, what's called the pharmacokinetics of that particular drug, and you start researching it, and if they have this enzyme, it's not going to work. If they have that enzyme, be careful. It could be twice as effective. This doesn't work with this particular ethnic background. This particular ethnic background has more side effects. So as I go in here to read this, it just underscores how differently the physiology of every one of us, you and me, Al, in the engineering room right now, the three of us have, even though we're not that far apart in age, Al might not agree with that, but we're not that far apart in age, we have very different physiologies.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're white males.
What we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, all
gosh,
of that
just compounds it, yes.
Yeah. Kind of a car we drive.
Yeah.
What are you sucking when you drive through town? What are you inhaling? All right, so there are a lot of people who are talking about how to overcome these problems, the stuff with COVID, without using vaccines. The alternate treatments that work, what are they? You talk about a strong immune system. I believe that that is the most, for me, I've stayed as healthy as I am and continue to be because I have a strong immune system. Did I develop that because I grew up on a farm touching all of the bad bacteria that was around and having it absorbed? I think absolutely that's what happened.
The short answer to that is yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
as opposed to somebody that grows up in the inner city and didn't see a blade of grass till some high school field trip out into the woods.
Right, exactly.
You know, it makes a big, big difference. Out there on the farm or out in the suburban areas where the winds blow through and the air is changing all the time, as opposed to deep in the inner cities where the tall buildings keep the air from moving, keep the sunlight from falling on the people who live there. Back 100 years ago when tuberculosis, and it's making a comeback, by the way, but when it was really, really bad 100 years ago, that's where you found it, downtown Baltimore, downtown Philadelphia, downtown New York, downtown Boston. But in the suburban areas and the farm areas, it was almost completely unknown. So you're growing up on a farm is why you are as healthy as you are now at 74.
I think that's very true. I subscribe to that,
yeah.
Frankly. All right, so anyway, there are a lot of things we have to kind of wait and see, it would seem to me, rather than condemning either using it or not using it. Although if you don't use it, it does seem pretty clear. And I point to the fellow in down in Nashville who's a radio talk host, Phil Valentine, who's very, very sick. He didn't get the shots. Is that just by chance, or is it because he didn't have the shots? He's telling everybody, get the shots now. And he before was saying, no, I'm not getting a shot. It's not worth it to be exposed to things that I don't know about down the road. So he's living in the here and the now, and that's what a lot of other things. People may die in 20 years because they got this, but are we worried about 20 years from now, or are we thinking about today? That's a big question in all of this as well. We're here with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual miles may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC announced Tuesday that it was adjusting its recommendations when it comes to mask wearing, saying that people in areas with high rates of COVID transmission should wear masks in indoor public settings, even those who are fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said that nearly two-thirds of all counties in the country fall into the categories of having high or substantial transmission. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says he hopes the agency's reversal breeds more trust in the CDC's processes. He tells ABC News that the agency adjusted its guidance based on newly obtained data.
I hope it does the exact opposite. CDC, just within the past several days, received data to show that people who are fully vaccinated may be able to transmit this virus to other people. And they've acted on that. This data came out of outbreak investigations that they're conducting.
This is USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The Select Committee to Investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol got their work underway Tuesday with testimony from four police officers who defended the building that day. The officers described abuse they suffered from the crowd and told members about the weapons used against them and their colleagues by rioters. Representative Mike Turner called their stories tragic, but also questioned why they did not have the tools they needed for that situation. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that we need to find out why Capitol Police were not given what they needed to defend themselves and the Capitol.
Those who defend us need to have all resources so that their lives are not at risk. Part of what's tragic that we heard about today was not only how these officers were treated by these people who were there January 6th, their individual experiences that day, security that was there. And why didn't they? What did the speaker do or not do to make certain that the Capitol that day did not have the resources they need? I always think that when you hear these stories of people who are serving their country and trying to make us all safe, we need to make sure that they have every tools available, and clearly at that day, they did not.
Texas State Representative Jake Elzey defeated fellow Republican Susan Wright in a runoff election to complete the term of late Representative Ron Wright in Texas's 6th Congressional District. With about 93% of precincts reporting, Elzey led 53-46% with Wright conceding the race. She had received the backing of former President Trump in her campaign to finish her late husband's term. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Second half hour of this week's visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health. Jack is a prominent NUCA chiropractor, also a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife run a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, delves into lots of this same sort of thing. And they have a fabulous newsletter that you ought to sign up for. It really has the answers to so many questions. It doesn't make any difference what your question may be. Certainly a lot of them these days are about the vaccine, about COVID, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, about the idea. I think we talked about this last week, zinc and the other things, the minerals that are necessary to help you build up your immune system so you won't get COVID, right?
That's it. We have coronaviruses that show up every 2 years. We got a new one that's going to be showing up any time, and I don't mean the Delta variant. I mean a new one is going to show up. We know that for 2 decades now. They come every 2 years. Based on your immune strength and your ability to adapt to these environmental changes that come to you is how well you're going to do. you know, we were talking there previously about this fellow in Tennessee.
Yeah.
The fellow who said I should have gotten it. Ironically, you know, he's saying, well, if I'd gotten the vaccine, I wouldn't have gotten sick. Well, we don't know that. But what we also don't know is that with all of the adverse reactions that have been reported to the CDC, over 10,000 deaths now that have occurred within a few hours to a few days to a few weeks following those injections, the CDC has said, yeah, we take this, we report this, this is a governmental responsibility, but we don't believe a single one of these, not one in 10,000 of these was caused by the vaccine. I mean, that's just as crazy to say something like that as it is for him. And, you know, and I hope he survives. I hope he recovers from this. I mean, once you're on a ventilator, it's the prognosis is not good. But is that what really caused that, the fact that he didn't get the vaccine? Or did he have, as you were referring to there a few moments ago, a weakened immune response? So with the new flu season is going to be upon us here shortly. And with the new coronavirus, as well as other viruses that are going to show up that haven't been typified by any particular laboratory yet, they come and they go. They come and they go. In the fall, we have less oxygen in the air because we have less green to convert the carbon dioxide to oxygen.
Photosynthetic process. Yep.
Right. We're all a little oxygen deficient, but we're not getting the vitamin D. Now, you hear vitamin D talked about an awful lot in the alternative aspects of COVID, mm-hmm. but they don't talk about why. They just say vitamin D seems to help a lot of people.
So why is it then? You
the number one
question.
Job of vitamin D is to absorb calcium in the gut. You can take calcium supplements. You can drink whole raw milk. You can get cheeses wherever calcium's found all day long. If you don't have vitamin D, it's going to go right on through the alimentary canal and out the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number reason, vitamin the number one D. reason why calcium or vitamin D is so important. But because we don't have as much sunlight in the fall and the winter as we do the summer, we have more vitamin D deficient people. We have less calcium absorption. We have sicker flu seasons. That's why we have cold
products,
flu season in the summer.
You represent Standard Process in your clinic in Salt Lake, and they have a product. It's called Catalytic. What is it? D. What is it? Why?
Cataplex D.
Cataplex D. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Cataplex C.
That's a food
E,
based
B.
D.
Yeah, it is. I take four of them every day. I don't know whether it's been measured lately. I was always told when I had my blood work that my vitamin D was deficient, and I never could figure it out because I spend like half of my life in the sun on the farm in the summertime. So why would I be? And nobody's ever actually answered that question. I've just been told, you need to supplement. They didn't tell me why. There must be some reason as to why I'm not absorbing the sunshine through my skin and getting enough vitamin D. But it has concerned me because of what you just explained.
Yes.
Frankly, the first time that was explained to me, and I think it was you that explained it, may have been Ken, explained it to me that way. We need to have vitamin D. And however you can get it, you need to get it. And so,
well, vitamin D is the is a steroid based vitamin. In fact, it is the most powerful vitamin in the human body. Not necessarily the most important. They're all mm-hmm. important,
mm-hmm.
but there are some epidemiologists that are now saying we should call vitamin D a hormone. We shouldn't be calling it a vitamin. We should be referring it to, as a hormone. And your body, of course, makes that. When the sun hits your skin, as the photosynthetic effect you were talking about a little while ago, mm-hmm. as the sun hits the plant, you know, all those ingredients convert into chlorophyll. As the sun hits your skin, the cholesterol that's in your skin is converted to vitamin D. But it's a steroid-based vitamin, and so they're thinking, you know, maybe we should call this thing a hormone. It's not really right to class it with A, C, D, E, K, all the rest of the vitamins, the B family. Just that I knew. So what?
Yeah.
I'm out in the weeds. I'm sorry about that. But I thought that was kind of interesting.
I want to go back to something, actually, that I read in one of the newsletters. You were talking about the food that we're eating. And your wife, in one of the articles that she writes, Mary Stockwell writes, she answers a question about poisoning one's self by eating what we're eating.
Yes.
Cold cereal, milk from sick cows. The pasteurization versus raw milk claim. See, you're on the other side of most things, and I am too. We just don't happen to be on the same side when it comes to the vaccine. But for the most part, in our lives, you and I are pretty much on the same path.
Well, I think that's why we get along as well as we do.
Well, probably, yeah, exactly. I'm worried about Mary throwing me out the next time I come because I got a shot. The business about the milk that we are getting, you think you're buying something healthy, the advertisements, these people, they're robots that run these things. I see ads on the side of trucks, dairy pure, pure milk from pure cows. That's such a load of crap. The cows around today, and even if they weren't being all shot up with hormones, there's less of that now than there used to be, but the conditions in a plant, not a farm, but a plant where there are thousands and thousands and thousands of cows could be suffering from any number of Germanic with a small g diseases. And you get that stuff, it goes through the pasteurization process, kills everything in the milk, including the value that it once had, because they're microwaving it and lasering it to get rid of the bugs and the junk that's in it. And you are poisoning yourself.
Well, the reason Mary put that in the newsletter, and you can get the newsletter from ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com. It's a hard copy. It won't be digital.
Mailed.
You have to get it in the mail. We do that to stay under the radar. But the reason Mary talked about that is, let me give you an analogy here. When a woman has a baby and she decides to breastfeed the baby, what do they tell that woman about her diet? You want to be careful. Because everything you eat
and drink
is going to be in your milk going into
your body,
baby.
Into the body of the baby.
Why would a cow be any different?
Yep, same
thing.
So
when the cows get the antibiotics, when they get the pesticides, when they eat foods that are laced with herbicides, especially glyphosate, that is going right into the milk.
Yep.
So that's, you know, our audience out here in Salt Lake City knows how much we endorse raw milk.
Yep.
And to stay away from... I sold it on my farm. I think there's only half the states in the union now that allow raw milk. As criminal as that is, asinine as it is.
Yeah.
But you do it. You do it at your farm. Thank goodness for that. People can go get healthy milk because just even with the what do they call it, ultra pasteurization. I think they do it at a higher temperature for less time.
Yeah. Right.
It destroys. Interestingly enough, because we were talking about calcium and vitamin D a minute ago, it destroys the alkaline phosphatase enzyme. That kind of heat destroys that enzyme, and that's the very enzyme they use to test milk if they don't know whether it's been pasteurized or not. They look for the presence of alkaline phosphatase. But that alkaline phosphatase is what allows the calcium in the milk to transfer to your body's bones.
It's one of the things that these doctors and vets are taught as the public health officials in the snobbed up public health schools that will teach the erroneous thinking about things like raw milk. And you wonder what else they learn that you're being taught that isn't right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue in a matter of moments here. Dr. Jack Stockwell, don't forget about our podcast. There's two of them. One of them at ForbiddenDoctor.com that comes from Jack's radio program. The other one comes from the sources of info that we have here on DJV Health. Go to DJVHealthShow.com. And listen, the most recent one, discussion of the many types of fish oils. That's very important for you to understand. We're talking about vitamin D this week, but we always have a discussion of some of the miracles that come from the natural infusion of supplements like omega-3 fish oils. You'll find that. And Jack explains the difference between the various types of fats and to clarify the omega-3, 6, and 9 discussion. You'll hear that. It's very important. Don't have any gaps in your knowledge. Get the information. The supplement of the week is something that we always focus on, something different for your, in this case, immune system. So check it all out at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your daily podcasts.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here. The idea that we can do these things to our body without us knowing it. I think that's really what has we become. God bless the advertising business. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the advertising business. But, you know, you weigh a lot of things as you judge. For example, you're always talking about your long-life energy enzymes and how pure they are and how important they are. That's coming from you. I believe it. I take them every day. But do you think everybody believes it? No. It could be just another scam. We always are talking about scams, so why are we immune from that focus, Jack?
Well, the thing is,
good question,
a lot,
right?
A lot of these, yes, it's a great question because it's not on people's radar.
Mm-hmm.
What's on radar is what major mainstream media and the social media people out there want you to think, they want you to feel, what they want you to be contemplating in a very short-term basis. And unless you have personal experience or you're compelled to do something, as a lot of us do as we get older, because things just start breaking down a little bit, you know, at 17 and 18 or even 25 years old when both of us were that age, how much time did we give to contemplating that day what our bodies needed, what they required for optimum performance? We were immortal.
Yeah, before we run out of time in this segment, Dr. Fauci now says he wants to make vaccines for the next pandemic before it hits. How in the world would we know unless he's, like, I believe he knew what was going on in that lab.
Of course.
He funded it with the private funds. I think he's a big phony, and why he's still there makes me
personally
wonder.
I think he's in trouble.
Well, whatever it is. But now this spending a couple of billion dollars to develop a prototype vaccine, how do we know? These things are developing, the Delta or the Alpha or whatever variant there is. These things change on a weekly, monthly basis.
Amen.
So why would we spend a lot of money unless you're in the pocket of the big drug companies and you want to spend, you know, a lot of money to make, you know, them rich? Other than that, I think that's preposterous, frankly.
Well, I think it just exposes more the dynamic behind what's really going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all, as we say all the time, you follow the dollar, it's all about the money. How much money is going to be made from this? Pfizer themselves admitted they expected to make $13 billion off of their vaccine.
Yeah, of course.
Even though you can go get it for free.
Although the stock hasn't performed that well. If you watch the price of the stock, hasn't done all that well. All right. There's lots of food for thought here as usual. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. from his clinic in the Salt Lake. Check out the Forbidden Doctor website for more answers to important questions and the newsletter, which you can sign up for also there at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's 53 past the hour now. Time for us to return to those days, those thrilling days of today. I was thinking about the thrilling days of yesterday's. Yeah, remember those old TV shows? Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. Remember those?
Yes, we were. Out of the sky of the Western. Now the.
Yes! Right.
Sky King.
You know, yes, right.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Sky King.
Forget about it. They just don't do that anymore, do they?
No, they don't, huh? Okay, this is DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He's brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin suggests that you take a moment or two to understand where you are with regard to COVID and your weight, because we have the Delta thing surging back into the attention, the focus, if you will, of people. So check out Calitrin and how it helps you lose weight and keep it off, more importantly. That may be a lifesaver. Check it out at toploss.com, their website, toploss.com. And when you decide to buy the product and get the benefits of how much free supply you can get, use the DJV code as your key not only to the free supply but also to free shipping. So now we go into the COVID mode here with Dr. Stockwell. And the latest, there are always going to be exceptions to the rule. You seem to be coming out on the short end of the stick here when it comes to all the people that are saying, oh, my God, you got to get your shots. And so this is interesting because people who are Native Americans are these people from India. I noticed you used the term Indians. Where are these people that are in this study? Where are they from?
The Indian Council on Medical Research. It's in India.
Okay.
And it's it's a seroprevalence study that they did. In other words, they looked at the blood.
Yeah.
They don't do swab stuff. They actually look at the blood because the blood will tell you yes, no, up, down, in, out, white, black, whatever. And what they found is that 2 in every 3 people in India have coronavirus, the COVID-19 antibodies, or they have natural immunity. And so the whole reason I brought this up, they looked at 36,227 people in 70 districts, which, of course, you know, the 21 Indian states, 36,000 is nothing compared to 1 billion people.
Right.
But it was spread over 21 Indian states, and they found out that 62% of these people had antibodies without
ever
having been vaccinated.
How'd they get them?
Well, they got exposed to COVID.
Ah.
Now, remember, COVID has, for all everybody under 70 years old, 99.8% chance of surviving it. It's just like a flu or a bad cold.
Right.
And so most people got exposed to this without ever knowing it, even in this country. When this stuff showed up, when it showed up, you know, almost two years ago now, when it finally started showing up there in China, it had already spread over most of the world. Before it became big news in China, they were finding COVID-19 in the most recent snowfalls high in the Alps. So
they were finding COVID in the Alps?
Oh, well,
I thought it had to be a human had to be the conductor of this.
No, it has to grow. The multiplication of these viral elements take place in living entities, whether they're animals or insects. I mean, everything has viruses in them. You can't escape it. Now, most viruses are, you know, located to a certain species, like human beings. Very little animal transfer. But because this has become so politicized in order to sell vaccines and scare people to death, little pieces of news like this that pop up now and then kind of get pushed to the side. So I'm kind of a gadfly here on your show about this.
Yeah. So let's talk about a guy named Phil Valentine, who's a radio host down in Nashville, somebody that I know pretty well, known him for a long, long time. He was one of the anti-vaxxers. He said he wasn't, but he really was. On the air, the vaccine is, he said a lot of the things that you say about it, dangerous, you don't know what's going to happen to your body in 30 years, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he comes down with he's almost dead, gets the virus, gets pneumonia, gets into the hospital, is on the, in the intensive care unit, he's got the incubator or whatever it is that they call it, whatever
the
thing is, the ventilator, thank you, the incubator, and he's on oxygen, all of those things, and he says, I should have had the vaccine. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have been telling you not to get it. I wished I'd had it. I wouldn't have gotten sick.
We don't know that that's true.
Well, what is true?
Well, there's a growing number of people getting COVID now who've got the vaccine.
And yeah, but not in comparison to the number of people that had shots, Jack. Is there, I mean, what's the number?
Well, you know, you look at what VAERS is reporting out of the CDC of the tens. It's well over 12,000 deaths now because of this. You know, and I'm not anti or pro. I am pro informed consent.
Right.
Study this stuff before you do it. People die. People just die for a lot of different reasons, and sometimes it gets blamed on this.
Well, there is some of that. I think the numbers have been skewed a little bit because the hospitals are getting a bounty. But it's still, when you look at what's going on, the news media does scare us, and then, you know, what do we do after that? 59 past the...
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95... I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change. Not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.